from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkish government jails human rights workers.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
The voice of Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia, John Dalhousie. Workers from one of the most renowned human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism.
In the early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Ezer, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It was not clear which terror organization they're suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is an attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
Amnesty's Turkish workers were detained by police in Istanbul on June the 5th while attending a workshop, and they were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours. That according to Amnesty International.
Well, I think the reality is no government critic, no human rights organization can consider itself safe in the Turkey of today. And what happened last night was a seismic shift in how the Turkish human rights community needs to be thinking about itself, will be thinking about how it can operate in Turkey today.
The Turkey director for Amnesty International and three others have been released from custody but are barred from traveling abroad and are required to regularly report to police. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. slapped sanctions today on 18 Iranian individuals and groups it accused of supporting Tehran's ballistic missile program and weapons deals, a day after it again certified that Iran is in fact complying with the 2015 International Accord on its nuclear development program. As it issued the sanctions, the U.S. renewed its call for Tehran to release three Americans Iran is holding on what the United States said were fabricated national security-related charges and fulfill its promise to return one man, Robert Levinson, who's been missing in Iran now for more than a decade. A small group of protesters stood silently today in Gdansk, Poland, holding signs written in English for the cameras. One young lady has learned just enough English to let the rest of the world know where she stands.
Przyszłyśmy tutaj dzisiaj przywitać księżną i księcia. We still want to be free.
Former Polish president and historic icon Lech Wałęsa on Tuesday said he was ready to join demonstrations in Warsaw as Poland's parliament debated a bill that critics say would erode the independence of the judiciary. Mr. Wałęsa said, "It's good that the people are waking up, because if they don't, we could be approaching the hour of the uprising. I hope we won't need to enter into this hour, but we can't let our homeland be ruined like this. That's why we need to do all that it's possible to remove these people from power or convince them." The ruling Law and Justice Party, which has defied past accusations by critics, including the European Union, that its policies undermine media freedom and civil liberties, is seeking reforms it says will make the Supreme Court more accountable. When candidate Donald Trump was running for president in 2016, he made a huge promise to his supporters that President Obama's health care law would be repealed and replaced with something better.
We're going to repeal it. We're going to replace it. We have so many unbelievable alternatives, much less expensive, and great health care.
The reality of the issue settled in quite grimly today as the quest to scale back the U.S. government's role in health care collapsed, leaving in place the Affordable Health Care Act known as Obamacare. The president today...
Disappointed. Very disappointed. I don't think it's dead, no, but it's. I'm certainly disappointed. For 7 years I've been hearing repeal and replace from Congress, and I've been hearing it loud and strong, and then when we finally get a chance to repeal and replace, they don't take advantage of it. So that's disappointing.
Scorned by Republican hawks for allegedly retaining too much Obamacare spending and by party moderates who feared the bill went too far. This is Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.